PY Mobile.
Your station, I didn't get the rest of your call. Mine's KC4SKD. Name's Larry.
This is Daniel, and my station is KI4DTY Delta Tango Yankee.
DTY, I think I got it right. Yeah, just left the office. Next thing to do is go get gas, so when I fill it up, it'll probably double its value.
Yeah, I saw this little meme the other day that said this guy was trying to sell his car, and people were asking if it had a full tank or not to see if it was worth the purchase.
Never thought I'd see such a time. I just passed by one station, $4.85 a gallon.
So you said you're headed home. Where are you leaving from and going to?
I'm headed easily. Yeah, just left the office in Greenville. Anyway, it's a pretty day. I got lots of work I need to try to get done. Got a long list of things to do. I need to wash my truck. It might ride better if I cleaned it up. Just it hadn't been washed this year.
Hey, I gotta get my truck washed. I think probably last time I washed it was probably December when we had a warm spell. I went out and got it washed. It's probably been a while since I got mine washed as well.
I had mine painted in, August of 2020, and I put a really good coat of wax on it after they said I could, after the paint dried good enough. And it looked really good, cleaned up, but, I was going to do that Saturday, but the wind was blowing so bad, by the time you got it washed, it would blow more dust and trash on it.
Usually wait until end of April before I usually even wash mine again, just because of the pollen. The pollen's so bad at my house, I really can wash it one day, and the next day you can't even see the truck.
I agree that with that. Of course, I need to wash all three of them. I bought a recumbent bicycle a tricycle. I need to get on it and ride it because I'm not getting enough exercise. That's starting to tell on me a little bit.
Mike taught me into buying a little home bike, and that thing still got its original miles on it, so it's pretty sad.
Flip swap. I had a trick standard bicycle, and I bought it new several years ago, but the problem I was running into is my arms and hands and shoulders and everything were hurting so bad, and then I'd get saddle sore from riding a long time, so I sold it and bought a three-wheel recumbent bike, trike, and it's kind of neat. It just, takes a little getting used to, but at least I'm not saddle sore and my shoulders don't hurt.
I don't know what that bike looks like, but I have to look that up. Sounds pretty cool.
It is called Terra Trike, and my brother, he lives in Asheville, North Carolina. He ended up one with a few years ago, and I fell in love with it when I rode it. So that's what I went after. So now we both have Terra Trikes. He's a ham also. His call is KD4JIK, but he rarely checks into the net.
I guess, and I was trying to look that up. Is that, how do you spell that?
TERRATRIKE. And it's a pretty neat little bike. I keep saying bike, it's a trike. And even though it's kind of low to the ground, they are tricky about riding at high speed. They will flip.
Kind of cool. I haven't seen one of those. Well, I think I have, but I didn't really know that's what it was.
So I was out riding it one afternoon, and this little boy, about 5 years old, looked at me. He said, "What is that?" And I went by, and he said, "That's weird." He'd never seen one either.
Yeah, hang on one second.
B4SKD, listen.
Anyway, sorry, I was trying to settle up on my gas.
Listen, I definitely want to get gas before tomorrow. We're expecting heavy rain, they said, and there's no fun trying to pump gas when it's raining, especially if the wind blowing. KC4SKD here.
We were getting rain. I tell you what, this morning when I got up, it looked like it was going to rain today, and then it cleared up and was a pretty day.
It's kind of heavy because I had to go from one building to the other and ride a golf cart, and when I came back out, the golf cart seat was wet. So then I had to go back inside and get some paper towels and dry the seat off.
Headed outside to film a funeral, and I was a little nervous, but then I noticed that it started clearing up.
One of the trips we went to Disney World, it was about 11:30, 11:45 p.m. and the park was closing, and it had come a bad storm, so we got on the little tram to take us out to the parking lot, and the lady on the PA system says, "Listen, everybody, I know the seats are wet, but if you get on them and scoot around a little bit, then the seats will be dry."
She was a smart woman. She was trying to get you guys to help her do her job. Guys, pretty crazy. My brother went to Disney last October, and he said they had this one day, and it just started downpouring like crazy. And he said he went and bought an umbrella, and he said he never spent so much money for an umbrella before in his life. And about 30 minutes later, he didn't need the umbrella.
I've had that happen many, many times on trips there. We learned to pack a little rain poncho and carry that with us. And along with other necessary things like headache medicine and stuff to keep you from getting sunburned.
That's pretty much a staple in my truck. I usually keep a suntan lotion, just in case, that lotion and some ibuprofen, and I carry an umbrella in my truck as well.
I went to Disney World in 1972. My grandparents took us there, and I've been back so many times I've lost track. Grandmother used to live not far from Disney, and we'd get in the car early in the morning and ride over there and stay till midnight. But I tell you what, that hour and a half drive after being over there all day, it was a long, tiring drive.
It took me for the first time, I think it was, I was born in 77, so I think they took me like in, I don't know, like 80, 81, something like that. And I just remember having a blast. We lived in North Carolina at the time. And, yeah, that was quite a drive. But, yep, we had some friends that lived there as well, and we had stayed with them. But that was, like you said, I think they were about an hour and 45 minutes away. And after playing in the park all day, you are just, like, drained of all energy and life. So, yeah, it's a long drive back, but I've longed to go back, and I haven't been back since I was a kid.
Been quite a lot, but the best times we've had was when my wife and I would go, we'd stay on Disney property, and when you get done, they just get on the bus, and they just carry you right to your motel, and just go in and take a shower, and hit the sack, and that's it. That's so much better.
I just went this past, I think it was October, he went, and it was the first time ever he stayed in the park, and he said he loved it because, you know, they got to go into the park, I guess, an hour early or something. And also, you know, he didn't have to worry about, you know, driving back to wherever, you know, they just rode the tram back. So I can only imagine, but it'd be a blast.
I've known several people that's worked there through the years. I knew one guy that worked on Space Mountain. His job was to keep the machine running that did x-rays of the tracks, and then run this machine along the track every so often and make sure there's no cracks coming in it. And his job is to keep that machine maintained. He had some pretty interesting stories to tell.
That'd be fun. That'd be a cool little job. A friend of mine, my dad's friend, he actually is the one who helped Jim Henson start his career in puppetry, and he knew quite a few people over at Disney because he helped them when they were coming up with some of their puppetry stuff. And so we actually got to go one time, kind of discounted because of who he knew.
That's a lot of fun, too. I used to do puppet shows at church years ago, and when we first started out doing puppet shows, it weren't too good, but after we learned how to do them a little better, it turned out better, and the kids enjoyed it.
He had his own ministry, puppet ministry, and he actually had a TV show for years back in the 70s, or not 70s, what was it, 60s, I think, where he had a television show that he had puppetry and stuff, and that's how I think he, I don't know how it came about that he got to work in Disney, but I think that had a little bit to do with it, that, and just like I said, he helped Jim Henson kind of get into it as well. So, but no, that's too cool.
I tell you, though, I feel sorry for those people that have to wear those costumes in that hot Florida sun. That can be brutal.
Imagine, because I mean, it gets like beyond hot in there. I know they have built-in fans now, but still, I mean, I can only imagine a fan out in the open only does so much. I can only imagine what it does inside that suit. But yeah, that I think they do something that, like, they do an hour on and then like a 20-minute gap and hour on, something like that, just to keep them from dying in the heat during the hot parts.
34 SKD for ID. I saw something on the internet a couple of years ago about how they combat the mosquitoes there, and they do it with garlic. If you ever notice, every time I've been in the park surrounding areas, I never have to have any trouble with the mosquitoes, and that's interesting too to read about that.
I kind of was reading an article about that a couple years ago, and I thought, I didn't hear about the garlic part. That does make sense, but somebody was asking how you'll pretty much hardly ever be bitten by a mosquito in Disney because they do so much in combating that, especially since it was kind of built on some swampland and swamplands. But no, that's pretty cool. And then the fact that I love how you never see them carting trash around because the bins, the bottom of the bins, are all open. So they just drop the trash straight down. They tie it off and it falls down. Did you know that?
Yeah, and they must go underground and they collect it in the underground tunnel matrix.
They drop it down to a tunnel because Disney didn't want to see trash carts, being pushed around the park. He didn't want people to really see the trash, so all the trash bins are on top of basically open manhole covers, and he's got an underground system there that's they deal with trash that way and it's still in bags, but it's, being captured that way. But I always thought that was...
That's another interesting fact. Anyhow, I've got to watch my driving here. Yeah, it's pretty neat. I've been so many times there, and the food has definitely gotten better. Once upon a time, we went in the 70s, some of the food wasn't that good, but now it's so much better, better quality.
Hey, I have three boys, and I hope to take them one day. Of course, they announced, a couple weeks ago that they're going to be jacking the prices up quite a bit again. And it was already expensive to begin with to go to Disney, so.
I hate to hear that, but anyway, we've had many, many trips there, a lot of fun, but anyhow, I got to I got to tell you, they really went overboard when they did that. And I think in California, Disneyland, they realized they didn't buy enough property. So they wanted to, they didn't want to make that same mistake again in Florida, so they bought a lot of extra land.
So Disney had created a bunch of other companies to buy the land for him, or, you know, in another name, because he didn't want people to know he was buying it up, so he had a bunch of different, had created a bunch of different businesses for those businesses to buy the property, because he didn't want people to jack the price up just because he was buying it, but he also didn't want people to know that he was buying it, which was kind of crazy that that was his mindset, but he didn't want it to be an issue, so he had created all these companies to buy the land for him, or, you know, in his name. But hey, I'm at my destination, and I need to get going, but I enjoyed the QSO. Enjoyed talking to you, sir, and I'll be clear on your final, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and don't spend too much money on gas.
All right, you too. I'll take care. Hope you have a good evening. I'll be listening here for a few minutes. KC4SKD.
KY clear.